Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's switch gears and talk some baseball and see what he's up to as spring training shut down and we await when things will get back up again. Orioles prospect Zach Lowther joins us now. And Zach, good afternoon. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
We're good, thanks. So let me know, how did you feel about how your spring was going before all of this happened? Did you feel good about it, bad, indifferent? How were you?
It was different. Being able to go to big league spring training was something that, you know, you go in when you're drafted, you go in expecting spring training to be one way, and then after a couple of years of it, you get called up to get your first chance at big league spring, and it's fun. You get a lot of experience with the older guys, and you go in there and just try and soak up as much information as you possibly can while still working on stuff to get you ready for the season.
Well, and Zach, I know you being a young guy and like you say, getting to spend more time around the major leaguers, Alex Cobb, some of these guys, were they kind of taking some of you guys under the wing a little bit? You're a guy who's already pretty crafty and uses a lot of deception, you know, to sort of accentuate your stuff. But were you able to pick up, I guess, some pointers in the short period of time that we had before this thing got shut down?
Yeah, I mean, going over just like everyday stuff with some of the veteran guys who have multiple years in the big leagues is something that, you know, just normal conversations, you pick their brain and those guys love to talk baseball. I mean, it's their job, and they've made a career out of it. So they're willing to give whatever they can to the younger guys and just being able to kind of get the next group of guys ready to go. Obviously, we're still competing, but they're super fun to hang out with and just really, really fun to pick their brain and learn stuff from them.
Orioles left-handed pitching prospect Zach Lowther joining us at Inside Access with Jason Lockenfor and Ken Wyman. So tell me, now that this has all happened and the world has changed, at least temporarily, how are you staying in shape? Gyms are closed. What are you doing with yourself?
We got some at-home workouts that we're doing. Right up in Cleveland right now, it is currently 40 degrees. Oof. And, you know, just trying to get outside as much as you can, see if the sun will poke its head out at all and take advantage of the 15-minute window that you got.
Are there guys you can throw to, Zach? I mean, anybody, any catchers in the area? I know there's not a ton of professional, you know, players from Ohio, not the same as it would be if you were in Florida or California or Georgia or something like that, but can you at least get long toss in? Or?
Yeah, I mean, there's some field by my house, and my brother, he was a college baseball player, so he can still play catch with me, but the other day, I had to resort to playing catch with my wife out in the street because we couldn't find anywhere. So that was very interesting, to say the least.
Did she have gear on at least? I mean, were you able to keep her fairly incubated from your fastball? Or?
Oh, I wasn't throwing live. It was just playing catch and all that. And she played college softball, so she was able to handle it a little bit.
Zach, what else are you doing? You have a lot of free time on your hands. Are you like us, just watching a bunch of Netflix shows? Or what are you doing with yourself?
Yeah, I mean, TV is my best friend right now. But just trying to, you know, take some walks around the neighborhood and kind of kill some time. Got two dogs to take care of with my wife. So being able to just kind of kill time until she's off of work is something that, you know, is very interesting each and every day.
Hey, talking to Orioles. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, as you can hear, my dog in the background as I'm taking care of a puppy myself. But I'm just curious, the follow-up, what are you watching? Because we were talking about Tiger King yesterday. I don't know if you've caught that, but if you haven't, you need to on Netflix.
I heard about that, and I've been suggested that a bunch, so I think that'll be my next watch. But we pretty much watch just the reruns of Friends, The Office, just the – I like the CW shows where you got the Arrow, the Flash, and all that, comic book characters. So I get into all those and finishing up those series.
Speaking of Orioles prospect Zach Lowther on 105.7 The Fan Inside Access, for those who don't know, Zach has some, I think Fangraphs has him about number 12 prospect in the organization. He's somebody who made the jump in 2018, just I think five starts at Delmarva, went right up to High A. We saw your last start in Frederick. It was that we had that crazy electrical storm came through, but you finished your year that year. You finished your season that year. Five innings pitched in that final start, two hits, six Ks, two walks, 77 pitches, 50 strikes. I remember talking to you after it, and you're like, "Yeah, this is the most on I've been at this level." We saw you in Harrisburg the following spring, your first start in Double A, and you were lights out again. Five innings pitched, eight Ks. I got it backwards. It was five innings pitched, eight Ks, one hit to end the season in Frederick. Then you came back, started on a high note against Harrisburg, and never really let up at Double A. I know people for years have been saying, maybe he doesn't throw hard enough. Maybe, he has to rely on too much funkness in his delivery or this or that. But you just keep proving people wrong.
Yeah, the end of the Frederick year was a really good confidence booster, and going into the next year, it was a good spring for me, spring training for me that year, and then going to Bowie last year was something that, I knew was going to be a challenge, so really making sure I was ready to go at the beginning of the year was something. They always say you want to start good, end good, and do good in the middle, so yeah. You can't do all that if you don't start good. So being able to kind of go out there and just, take what I learned in spring training, got my body ready, got to go, and then the development stuff that the Orioles had us doing was really good for me personally, where, trying to figure some stuff out, work some different pitches, and just see how the hitters are reacting was definitely something that I learned a lot last year.
Zach, you won 13 games last year, and the team ended up in the Double-A World Series. It was a pretty magical run for you guys, because I think early in the year, if I'm not mistaken, not a lot expected, yeah. And then you guys, carried by your pitching, ended up getting all the way to the championship round.
Yeah, it was looking bleak in the beginning. I mean, that first month was rough, but, come May, June, and July, I think we, doubled or tripled our win-to-loss total, so it was really good. You got a good group of guys in the clubhouse, and we had some older leadership behind the plate, and our pitching staff was super young, a lot of dominant stuff on there, and being able to kind of just, put one good start after another in front of us with good defense and a couple runs each game was something that, we knew would carry us the whole way.
Zach, we've had Bruce Zimmerman on, a bunch of different guys, and everyone kind of was saying the same thing, that it was just a scramble to get out of Sarasota. You didn't really get to have your normal exit interviews, and no one's sure. There's so many arms, and so many guys had great seasons. Who's going to be where, and will you have to stack starters this, and especially if you don't get much of a spring before we do start up? Will there be seven starters in Norfolk, or how are they going to find innings for all you guys?
Yeah, it's going to be a big question mark for them. I know we had a lot of guys in spring that were getting ready to go. I know on the minor league side, we were getting ready to start games, so it was kind of just a halt. And being able to kind of carry that through is going to help a lot of guys if they can keep a routine. But yeah, it's definitely we got a lot of guys in camp that have a lot of talent. So being able to, there's going to be a lot of stack starts and whatnot, but it'll be very interesting. I have a feeling that a lot of our teams are going to be very competitive this upcoming year.
Zach, before we let you go, really quick, I'm going to put you on the spot. Your favorite sports movie character, he's got to be fictitious, though. You can't say Jackie Robinson in 42.
I think I got to go with Rick Vaughn.
Oh, Wild Thing.
He's in the tournament.
Wild Thing. He's in.
Yeah.
If you get totally bored,
If you get totally bored, Zach, we're doing this inane 64-person bracket. So you can check it out at IA1057 The Fan on Twitter. Get your votes in. We're going to have some fun here. Make the best of these crazy times.
I'll definitely be voting.
Okay.
Zach, we really do appreciate your time, and good luck. We're going to get to the other side of this, and baseball will be back, and we look forward to talking to you when you're pitching again.
Absolutely. Love coming on. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Zach Lowther, Orioles prospect.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.